In the passage outside the sick bay, Formal Brull, Drog Selahog, and Gundil had tight hold of Broggle, who was struggling and pleading with them.
Let me go, Seif Whirl. I must be with her. I must, please.
Brull had a strong but kindly paw about the squirrel's neck.
Now, sir, don't ye fret yourself. You'm only being away, and his sister wouldn't never have that burn. Nay, she certainly wouldn't. You won't be a good beast, and be still now, master.
The door opened and Brother Hoban came out. He smiled at Broggle.
Fwell's not dead, my friend, merely senseless. She'll be fine provided that this arrowhead isn't poisoned.
Drog Selahog took the arrowhead. He licked it and smacked his lips thoughtfully.
Tain't poisoned. Any good Selahog can taste badness after a lifetime of brewing all manner of drinks. Nah, that's clean. Come on, Broggle, me old bushtail, smile. Your Fwell will be as right as rain afore the season's out.
Blinking away his tears, Broggle smiled hopefully.
Does that mean I can go in and see her?
Drog threw a sympathetic paw about the squirrel's shoulder.
Put one paw in there and old Alkanet will physic the tail off you, young fella. Best come with me to the cellar and I'll give you a flask of me special tea rose and violet cordial. When Miss Fwell feels brighter, you can pick her a nice bunch of flowers and take them up with the cordial.
They went off together down the stairs, Broggle talking animatedly.
Is it good stuff, this cordial? Will Fwell like it? Now, what kind of flowers should I pick? Pansy, marigold, and celandine, if there's any still about. She likes golden-coloured flowers.
Formal Brull nudged Gundil.
So does I, but it be's a long time since I had any.
Gundil smiled from ear to ear.
I'll go and pick you some, ma'am. Keep Broggle company.
On his way downstairs, Gundil passed Mira, assisting a reluctant Boorab up to the infirmary.
Oh, pish tush, Miguel. Nothing a plum pudding won't cure, what? I'd sooner have a plum pudding than a blinking physic off that stern-faced poisoner. I bet this chap's gone in there and never come out again after one of Sister Alkanet's potions was poured down their fibbing faces. I'll just nip down to the kitchens. Nothing a beaker of October ale and the odd bucket of salad won't take care of. What?
Mira kept a firm grip on the hare's ear.
Come on, you great fusspot, that wound needs dressing. I'll see that you get extra supper after she's finished with you.
The suggestion of extra food heartened Boorab considerably.
Oh, well, have it your own way, miss. By the way, do you know what a tagarang is? Because I'm jolly well blowed if I do.
Mira's face was grim as she knocked on the sick bay door.
No, I don't know what a tagarang is, but just let one show its face around here. Mayhap we'll find out more at the elders' meeting tonight. Surely some beast has heard of a tagarung.
This ends Disc 8.